This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z. First name, Rafael. The date of birth, February 24, 1940. The date of evaluation, July 20, 2023. The chief complaint, chest pain and palpitation. The patient is a Spanish-speaking male who is somewhat a poor historian, period. However, he reports 2 months' history of chest pain associated with palpitations, but no shortness of breath. He further reports some lower extremity swelling. In the office here, he denies any other symptoms. However, a review of EPIC is undertaken and patient is noted to have a history of back pain, period. He reported pain which radiates to the right lateral neck and lower back, period. Workup was apparently unremarkable, period. His past medical history includes hypothyroidism, next number, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Per the emergency records, he has history of angina. Past surgical history is unremarkable. Medications include tamsulosin, common levothyroxine, and aspirin, all of unknown dose. Allergies, no known drug allergies. The family history. Is unremarkable. The social history. He denies any cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional, he has had no weight gain or weight loss. The patient does report neck pain. He further reports sore throat. Psychiatric, he reports insomnia. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 152/71, pulse 90, respiratory rate 18, height 62.5 inches, weight 182 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 78 beats per minute, period. There is a right bundle branch block, period. There is left axis deviation consistent with possible bifascicular block, period. It's noted he has a right bundle branch block, period. The impression, this is an 83-year-old male who presents with history of chest pain and palpitations. He has what appears to be a bifascicular block on EKG. In addition, he reports chest pain and palpitations. He has noted 2+ edema on examination, period. The plan, he will require echo stress test, period. In addition, I will start him on BMX 2 milligrams 1 PO daily, potassium chloride 10 milliequivalents 1 PO daily. I will see him in follow-up within 1 month. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.